is.
Well, are we recording now?
Yeah, yeah, but obviously, yeah. Now, I was going to intro in this, I was going to ask you a few questions, but yeah. The On Record podcast, another week, we're here. This week, we're joined by the Spoken Word podcast.
Yo, man. Yeah, come on, you always do the introduction. Come on, man.
Yeah,
well, CJ, Jay the Comedian.
Also known as Jay,
aka
JLA Fit.
All that, bro. Today, man, you want to lose weight, bro? You want to get in shape? Get that right mentality, man. Hit my man up, bro. He's on it, man.
All the Instagrams, all the socials, man. Trust me, man. Below the YouTube, the Spotify, everything. But yeah, today we're going to be talking on the Anton Ferdinand documentary recently with John Terry and that kind of those incidents. Yeah, so like basically, obviously, if you haven't seen it, in what year was it? Like
2011.
Now, John Terry on the pitch, was he called Anton Ferdinand a black? Was it C-U-N-T?
Black,
and black, C-U-N-T.
Yeah. And at the time, was it John Terry denied it initially, I think. Did he deny saying it?
Well, what he said, so obviously it happened time ago. And he said that, well, he's trying to say in the documentary that he thought that he was calling him an effing C-U-N-T.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
Which, that doesn't make any sense. He said that to, like, you saw it in the interviewer. Yeah, I was like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, I thought he called me a fucking black cunt, but I didn't think he was saying it to me. I think he was saying it by himself.
On the pitch, well, when it happened, he went into the changing room apparently and said to him, oh,
It was a bit of banter,
like, we'll call after, like, what's going on,
But what was mad, though, what I never realised at the time was Anton Ferdinand didn't even hear it. It was a member of the public that filed a police report, I think. Yeah, and that's what got the attention from the media. Yeah. Because, obviously, when John Tay went in the changing rooms, or whatever, to speak to Anton, he's like, oh, it's all banner, yeah? Anton's like, oh, yeah, whatever, like, he's confusing, obviously, like, yeah, obviously, so you actually did say it then, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're basically, in a way, you're indirectly admitting it, saying it's all banner, so if you didn't say anything your end, then why would you say that? Because obviously, you could say that Anton kind of initiated it, because he could, you shag your missus teammate, something like that, remember the whole Wayne Bridge, Wayne Bridge? And then you can see it clear as day, CUNT.
Well, bro, actually, he actually said in the documentary, he said actually looking back on it, what happened was that he said to Anton at the time, did you think I called you an effing
black? Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Did you think that I called you that at the time when it happened? But then he said to the people later on, obviously people that were interviewing him about he said, I thought he was calling me that. So he said two different things.
He was saying, I thought he said I said it to him.
Yeah.
He said to the interviewer, he was like, obviously, I didn't think he meant me. I think he meant himself. And that's when, even Anton was like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why myself that? Then, like, do you know what I mean?
See, when it got to, like, the court case, he did beat the case in it, John Terry beat the case in it, and then it was the FA that actually
found
him guilty. But that's mad, like, the court was like, nah, it's not. So what I'm trying to get my head around, obviously, because I got there a bit late, obviously, with the documentary myself. So he, a member of the public, heard the fan in the fans. Like,
that's what it was reported on, because, Anton didn't even hear it. So, I think he filed a police report, actually. The member of public. That's what happened. But and like you said, he beat the court case, but the F, which is...
Doesn't make any sense to
that
me.
Gets me mad. Just that on its own. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was a year later. That was like...
About a year later.
So...
See, like, just to go off topic, like, really quickly. You see, with, like, obviously, I'm guessing you also the Millwall fans, like, booing.
Yeah.
West Ham as well, I think, as well. Like, you see with that thing, you see the FA have obviously taken John Terry and, like, I think they fined him and banned him here.
Yeah.
What do you think they should do about fans now that are not supportive of that kind of thing?
Like, what kind of...
I mean, it's Millwall. It's Millwall. What do you expect?
I said that myself, but I'm not going to lie to you, look. I feel like more and more when fans are coming back to stadiums, you're going to see Bear fans.
That's what I'm saying. And
do you know what? You actually got a point there, because you think about it, fans have been absent while these Black Matters things have been going on. Black Lives Matter things have been going on in the ground. There's been people only watching from their TV, so you'll be seeing people doing for their TV, but now the stadium, they're gonna go and do it.
That's what I'm saying, they're booing it. And I feel like even today, like, you see Spurs playing Arsenal obviously at 4. I feel like Spurs fans are the kind of, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, they're the worst, man.
Chelsea, obviously, they threw a banana at
Aubameyang.
Yeah.
And remember when Son put his studs up to Rudiger? Was it Rudiger?
That was Chelsea.
And it was apparently alleged, racial abuse from the fans as well. So
Raheem Sterling thing as well. Like, obviously they were shouting something at him.
So they're gonna have 2,000 fans. Is that the Emirates or?
Uh,
Okay, I suppose. So expect racism there, guys. You know what I'm saying? 100%. For racism, just give us daily news, man. We're talking. We're supposed to be talking about the Anton Ferdinand. Yeah. And I was talking about what happened yesterday with football.
Nah, but with that as well, like, there's a lot of people, as we've said so many times, against. Like, I don't. The thing is, they call it like a political movement, the Black Lives Matter, when it's literally just stop killing us, innit?
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not for the BLM, the actual party, what they represent, because I think there's a lot of false lies, narratives they produce. But the saying Black Lives Matter, of course, I'm 100% down.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm black myself, do you know what I'm saying? So. But the whole BLM, like the movement, I'm not the biggest fan of them. Do you know what I'm saying? But in terms with Premier League football, see, they got kick out.
Yeah.
Was it no to racism?
What's it really doing, to be honest?
It's like
FA,
what?
Even in that documentary, the guy was like,
Troy.
It's like the FA, the ones that like pay us essentially. They're our bosses. It's like if the FA don't really want to change it.
What's your opinion on that, though? Do you think you should be saying to the FA, look, well, what's the point of having me if you're kind of telling me I can't really say?
Yeah. You might talking on quickly. Troy, is it?
Troy Townsend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was Anton visited him in that documentary and he spoke to him, but he was trying to say to him like he can't, despite him being like. What's his position again in the kick?
Was he like the head of the
or something? Like, yeah, yeah, so yeah, head of the
remember his name, that position.
That he can't really.
He's like, I can't take as much of a stand as I want to. Like, he's like, every time I feel like I speak out, I feel like there's someone that's going to get me in trouble for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, he kind of said like he felt a bit muted, but I was a bit like.
The thing is,
like, you're about the bold black dog.
Yeah.
He's just a mouthpiece, isn't it, man?
You've got to be careful with your words as well, because the thing is, you're like, they're proper, like, if you say one thing, if you make like a statement about like racism and you're trying to back black people, if you say one thing that's a little bit, we said it about you know, the whole thing with like anti-Semitism and one thing out of line, you're done.
They're coming to get you, boy.
It's like
Look what happened to Wiley.
With the kick out thing, it's just gonna be like, if he says one thing or tries to do something that the FA don't like, as you lot are saying, he's finished.
Yeah. So why would the FA pay for this thing in the first place, though?
It's all a front.
It's a bit like businesses that are like, oh, we've improved our diversity. They put it all over their thing just because obviously they're hitting the quota. Yeah. Like, we're not.
See, like,
kind of racist because we've got.
Who was it? Was it Tesco or Sainsbury's? They did the
advert.
And then you saw, like, a couple of days later, it was either Tesco or Sainsbury's, vice versa. They took out the black couple that were meant to be on advert to try.
But do you think that's a problem? Because I'm not gonna lie, I've seen a lot of Tesco adverts, not even Christmas, and there's normally like a black person in it. There's that whole advert where she's like going through the aisles, like that black lady scanning stuff. And
are we talking about the Sainsbury's advert?
Sainsbury's did that, and then Tesco, like there was she's a model, and there was like two black people that were meant to be part of the Tesco advert.
Okay.
And they got like cut from it, but I think like in the industry, I think that's just standard. Like they would take parts and cut it. Like in my mind, it wouldn't make sense for Tesco to do that.
But Tesco obviously done it because they saw the backlash that was at Sainsbury's got. So now they're like, oh, let's get rid of this black.
That's the thing, but I don't think Tesco did do that because there's another Tesco advert that's literally that. You know, they've now got a club card thing. Like, if you've got a club card, the prices go down. That's a black lady that's going through. So
yeah, but they don't like places. They like seeing it when it's like someone doing like shopping, a delivery driver or something, or like on the tills or something like that. But when it's like a like nice, you know, middle class maybe black family.
It's the same advert because it was just an all black family in that advert. That person's only going to be like a minute, like a second clip of them and that man together.
Do you know what the saddest thing about it is, though? These people, some of these people that relate more to carrots, was it? They relate more to that than people.
Yeah, that's the thing. They were like, because I saw people saying that, it was like, the little adverts. Little oldies either as a whole carrot, but you can't relate to a black person. But that's your calm for a carrot that hasn't like.
Yeah. What was it's mad. Like bringing it back to obviously the Anton Ferdinand thing. I saw I want to talk on like if any of you lot have experienced like any kind of racism in football. But first, I was reading on the way here like he wants to sit down with John Terry. Kind of go through like what happened for you. Yeah, going forward, like if someone racially abuses you or says something out of line, do you feel you should educate them, or do you feel? What's your opinion on him sitting down with Terry now and going through that? Do you think that's good, or do you think that's...
I don't think Terry wants to. Because even at the end of the documentary...
Send him an email.
He declined. Yeah, well,
I'll ask the email and like, nothing's happened.
I'll answer that question in a minute. What I'll say is, though, And so at the end of the thing, he said he didn't actually speak to him directly. He tried to get him in touch with his representatives.
Yeah.
And obviously he's waiting, and then eventually he declined it because he was trying to say, oh, whatever happened was dealt with at the time.
Yeah.
A time ago, he doesn't want to talk about it no more.
I think is people would respect him more if he came out and actually said, you know what, I did racially abuse him 9 years ago. I'm a changed man. I've learned from that. Yeah. Of course we can sit down, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not even that. John Terry and Rio, I'm sure they grew up together.
They were saying like...
I'm talking about in the football world. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they know each other from the academy and the reserves and what, do you know what I'm saying?
Didn't they say something about they going like nights out together?
Because he said he was like the little brother of Rio, you know what I'm saying? John Terry and John Terry and Rio used to hang out and all that. So it's like, you lot got some sort of history there, innit? It's not like this is a complete stranger to you as well. It's like I said, people respect you more, but in John Terry's head, it's like, you know what? It was 9 years ago, whatever. I was found not guilty in the court of law.
Yeah, cool.
I'm doing my thing at Aston Villa. So
he's probably,
in his eyes, like, you'll drag me back to that.
It'll probably affect him more now if he comes out and says it.
Yeah, it's probably going to hurt his pockets, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is that John Terry, what he stands for, he's like the ideal white British man, innit? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To people, like, you see on the documentary, the way they were outside the court at Chelsea.
Come on, Chelsea!
They love him, like, that's their shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is why I never rate John Terry, man.
That's what I couldn't after that. Like, never since then. Like, people want to call him a legend and that, but.
But this is why I never, like, we would say the best centre backs.
As a top defender, like,
of course.
But as a person, it's like.
Nah, I don't care, man. He's not my top five. I don't care, bro. When people compare him and Rio, but even before the race, I was like, always Rio, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
What I'll say is that, so you'll ask your question about should you. You say educate.
Well, just even sit down and try to, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, go on.
Does the person even want to be educated, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
If they do, nah, but
you know, they, what, yeah, what, yeah, sorry, yeah. What I'm trying to say is, like, because obviously I was before I would say you should be educated, but if sometimes it's like, what if the person, like, doesn't even want to listen to what you have to say, though, about, do you know what I mean?
For me personally, it's one of them ones where if, say, someone says something that's out of line or. Yeah. I can tell they're a racist and they don't want to learn. Yeah. I don't care about you. Cool, go and do.
That's why I say that.
If you said something that's out of line and you want to learn why that was wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool,
100%.
That's why I'm saying, if Terry, as you said, came out and said, "I admit I did it wrong. Yeah. I want to learn now."
Yeah.
Cool, but it doesn't sound like he does. But that's what I'm posing to you, innit? Like, would you? I guess say if someone, maybe at first they said something out of line, but they weren't willing to listen. Would you continue to try and?
Yeah.
For how long, or would you, like?
I think you have to.
I think you do have to.
You have to.
When would you guys say it's the limit? Like,
that's kind of what I'm trying to get.
Like,
because
obviously this happened like 9-10 years ago.
I mean,
do you think it was like
different.
What Karen trying to talk about it?
What now?
Yeah. Because I feel like if he wanted to do it, he had a whole 9 years to like you know what,
exactly before
wrong.
That.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I respect for in that documentary, Jordan Henderson, man.
Yeah, big him up for that.
Big him up for that. I think it's genuine.
Literally,
he wants to, like, you know, he's understanding, like, this stuff. But the person, he visited his QPR coach, Neil Warnock, if you saw that. And then, I don't know, but he kind of, like, went off to scoot up the stairs.
Kind of got the vibe, like.
Kind of scoot up the stairs.
Because it's a whole education thing. It's so much deeper than football, man, when it comes to this. Because you've got different types. You've got covert racism. You've got systemic racism. Yeah. You've just got racial banter. Now, if you're having racial banter, if John Terry wants to call Anton Ferdinand effing black C-U-N-T in the group chat or behind closed doors, you do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the public, man, it's different. Because let's not be around the bush. We might all have racial banter between ourselves, innit?
Our own groups
and all that, you know what I'm saying? But we know.
Yeah, bro, that's
do you know what I'm saying? But when it comes in the public, it's something different. Yeah, and it's like what I'm about to say, it all comes to education. Yeah? Do we even have enough time to talk about this whole racism? It's a big topic, man.
We've got a lot of time.
Do you know what I'm saying? We've got a lot of time. But another thing I want to raise as well, where I want to ask this question. Why did it take Anton now to do it, to do the documentary? Why not five years ago? Why not six years ago? Why not?
I feel like the climate for him now is easier.
It suits him. Stop playing. Whole BLM, the George Floyd.
But wait. On that, I know what you're going to say as well, maybe, but some people, like even myself, I was going to ask you this later, obviously, if you've experienced racism maybe at a younger age, Yeah. Don't know how to handle it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So maybe for him, like, I know he's, well, he's maybe like in his later 20s by this point. Yeah. But some people, like, they find it hard. Like, it is, in a sense, it's traumatic, kind of. Do you get what I'm saying? So maybe, as you said, it's a better climate now where Black Lives Matter, more people speaking out. There's more like action against racism. People are taking a knee.
And I feel like
maybe he feels like now. I feel like more confident to come out and share my story.
I don't know. You just say during the documentary that at
look
the time.
No, but bro, one thing. You're saying, I don't know, but look at what Colin Kaepernick lost everything.
Yeah.
He's speaking out against everything.
True. So even
you're right, but I know for a fact where both the Fernand brothers, they're raised in an environment where you speak for yourself, you stand up for yourself, no matter what. They're both raised in that type of environment. Look at what with them. Obviously he's mixed race, isn't it? Anton. His mum's white. Yeah, she, back in the like late 70s and all that, early 80s. That you know, white person, black person mixing together, that was frowned upon. It was illegal at one point, and he legalized in like the late 60s. Yeah, he was getting spat. Apparently, he was getting spat on or something in the prime or something like that. His mum was getting a bit N-word lover, blah blah blah. Nah. So it's like you come from that environment where I'm not trying to shit on Anton enough. I'm just saying you should have been a bit more vocal at the time.
But my thing is I don't know how you can. I feel like, in my opinion, you can't really blame the victim for when they think it's right.
I'm not blaming the victim.
No, I'm saying I don't think, like, as a general, kind of like, oh, maybe he should have spoke like earlier. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if he wasn't ready, because like obviously his experience was that as a kid, like he might be like, do you know what? That's not the best experience. I don't want to go through that again.
It could have been.
And he did say because his mum died like during this period and stuff. He was like, cancer.
He blamed himself a bit for that and all that stuff.
He just seemed like he was like blaming himself. So I think. It's probably taken him a long while to get over it. Like, he even went to a therapist and the thing, didn't he? He was like, she was like,
it affected him. You can, because even Neil Warnock in the doc said, I could see you wasn't focusing as well. You wasn't the same player after that.
Yeah.
But you brought up a good point before about Anton's wife.
So, what I'll say about that, do you know what? Obviously, you'll say what you're going to say in a minute, but what I'm going to say is like, I saw that bit and it's like, there's the disparity. Obviously, in an interracial couple, some couples understand the whole thing. Some don't understand it. Some of it's not even always their fault anyway.
Yeah.
But what I'll say is that I can understand something of what she's trying to say. Because she's thinking about, she's just thinking about of her partner. Trying to upset. But at the same time, you say he needs to understand it from his point of view because your kids are interracial as well. They can be affected by it. You shouldn't even be say. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to say, so you're saying that you're
saying the same thing, Because this thing, she was like, I know my wife doesn't want me to do it. I was kind of thinking,
you would say that though. You're living, you know, lavish life.
Didn't
she have a watch on the cycle? I swear she had some nice watch.
She's chilling,
You would say that.
She doesn't want him to come and do this doc.
She was like,
Not in those, Zach.
She was like, she's basically saying, like, I was really skeptical. Like, I'd rather he didn't do it if, like, there was an option, because obviously.
Okay.
She was like, to be fair, she did say, like, it was mainly because, like, she's like, I don't want him to have to, like, go through it all again.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's fair enough.
Yeah, but...
But then, like, he was making the point, like, I suppose you could say he's an influential, like, mixed race black person.
Yeah.
Like, he feels like it's his duty to now speak up on something that's affected him because it's still happening.
He saw a female footballer, so she's obviously mixed race as well, she experienced something like this, and then she spoke out, and he wishes that he was like her.
Yeah,
and like she's actually inspired him. To feel like he should come out more.
Yeah,
now, and it's like, so it's one of those ones. Some people feel like they should, and some people feel like they shouldn't.
Yeah. It's not even that real. Set the example as well. It's like, don't particularly go the route that I went, where I kept silent for so long.
Yeah,
it affected me for so long. You know what I'm saying? I think he even blames himself for his mother's death and all that. It's like, just look at that, and then because obviously players now have got the platform, they've got social media where someone, you know, someone like a Raheem Sterling, you know, who's been through it for the years as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So players that do suffer racial abuse now, you know what I'm saying, you can react through social media instantly.
I haven't really seen anyone quite powerful as well. That's like fully like gone like Kaepernick, you know, the one where they're like fully like, fuck this, like I'm gonna, like fully like, I don't care what anyone says.
That's
what my agent says.
That's what I want though. I want that so bad. I feel like when something happens, like a scandal happens or something happens in players are so quiet.
Basically, you want like a John Boyega, but in like football.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna speak. Like, even if, because you said that
yeah.
the process. Good. Like, I don't care. Good, yeah. I don't care if my career's now done, innit? Yeah. I'm speaking for what I believe in. I want to see a footballer be like, you know what, fuck this. Like, England fans, I remember like during the World Cup 2018, they were calling up being like, I don't want to support England anymore. There's too many black players in this team.
Well, on Talk Sport. That's not England.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Talking about.
Like, I want to see an English footballer stand up and be like, yo, you lot are dickheads. Like,
F this.
You know what I'm saying? I thought,
take off in the match, take off the shirt, throw on a. Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
You see in Bulgaria when they were getting richly abused. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't stand. Yeah, just. I've been saying this for a couple of years now, man. Don't leave up to the FA or the. If it happens, who's the captain of England? Harry Kane, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get what Harry Kane says. We're walking off the pitch.
Yeah, even if it's just yourself, like, even if say
Stone, Harry Kane should encourage. You know what I'm saying? We need the unity, fam. Not just from black 100%. Players. White players need to walk off as well. Yeah, because this can't start. If this happened in the workplace, yeah, you could call that effing nignog or whatever on the shop floor or customer service. Yeah, it's that customer's getting banned. They're gonna do an investigation. It's taken seriously. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like football sounds done and dusted.
Yeah, it's under the
do you know what I'm saying? So why are you don't tolerate it in like a normal 9-to-5 workplace? Why would you tolerate it at the highest professional game?
Like, you say like you don't tolerate it, but to be honest, like, people get away with a lot. Like,
yeah, you do.
Say a lot. 100%. It's my word against yours kind of thing, isn't it? Like, a lot of the time you go, we can't really prove it. We don't want to cause a scene here. So, you know what I'm saying?
I can see it happening though. Something like a Raheem Sterling, it's like, I've had enough.
I hope so.
Or like a Pogba, just like, forget this.
It needs to be someone as well, like, Sterling or Sancho, like someone that's like a good player, like even Rashford, like, you know them ones where like, oh shit, he's gone, like he's actually off the pitch, like.
Well, even he's got haters now, Rashford now. Look what he's doing now, isn't it?
What, feeding the kids? Yeah, how can you hate on that?
Crazy. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
People on socials, isn't it, being like, why is it, is
Now you got Daily Mail, and the thing is, they knew what they were doing. I don't know if you saw that. Campaigning footballer buys. Two million luxury properties in
Sterling as well.
And they compared it to Phil Foden.
Yeah.
And they let the public do the dirty work for them, innit? Get onto them. So they know what they're doing.
But look at the way they're coming for like Greenwood now as well. Like Foden, Greenwood, the whole situation. Like they've released a few like stories about Greenwood now where Foden's kind of been allowed to chill with.
No, reporting him now. Do you see that goal yesterday? You see the goal yesterday against West Ham? Report Daily Mail, report that goal. I'm telling you. Van Persie-esque. Come on.
They only want to see, it's abysmal, man.
British media is abysmal, but the players need to go out and, you know.
But on that, I was going to ask you, lot, like, what have you done? If you have been, I don't know if you guys have been abused on a pitch or anything like that, but what has your reaction been to that? Like,
do you know what? What I'll say, funnily enough, I don't remember a time when I've actually been abused on the pitch.
I actually don't.
Yeah.
I have.
I really don't remember when I've personally been abused on, like, pitch, which.
It is what it is. But yeah.
Now, what are you gonna say about?
No, I have. Yeah, effing black. You know, whatever.
So,
yeah.
What was your reaction to that? What did you?
I just laughed, man.
So,
yeah. I kept it moving. I was 15, 16. This is at school. Yeah.
The only like thing I've had really is someone being like. Something said about, oh, you're gonna stab me or something like that. Weird, like, you know, them ones like, oh, are you gonna like, come stab? That's a whole other story, but like, this was an isolated event, like, I think it was like 6-a-side or something. But I've had another situation where someone on my team is called someone on the opposition team, and the same as what John Terry called Ferdinand, like, FM Black, CUNT. And they basically been like, I'm not playing against this person.
Yeah.
And this was when I was like, 14, 15 as well. So like when you're that age, you're just like, right, like, what do I do?
You don't know how to react to that.
The guy on the other team that got racially abused, he was like, to me, he was like, you're going to come and like, you're going to not support me in this. Like, and it left me feeling like, right, like, because that's my teammate that's just abused him. But after that, I kind of just switched off and my coach took me off of it. But I didn't really say anything to my teammate at the time, innit? But when you're that age, it's kind of a bit of a sticky one. Like,
yeah, you don't really know how to react. I wouldn't expect 14, nah, man. You don't know what to do, man. You literally don't know what to do. And also, here's the thing, like, did you speak to the coach and say what happened or not?
I was like, personally, when he took me off, he took me off like 5 minutes later, I think. And the other guy from the other team went off as well, because he was like, I'm not playing this game. And I was like, you know, I don't feel comfortable playing this now, obviously. But after that, obviously, the guy that called the opposition player, Ethan Black, I mean, he was like, oh yeah, you know, I didn't mean it, mate, or something like that. Like, you know them ones, like, after that, I didn't talk to him, but it's
It's goals. How we have to go through as people of colour. It's standard.
You played for Bournemouth University team, innit?
I played futsal. I played football.
Oh, you played for futsal bit, yeah?
Yeah, but that
any experiences there or?
Yeah, so basically, I'm not even going to go into, I've probably said it before on this podcast, to be honest, but like, it's kind of a complex one, but basically, go into it with like another team, this was in another uni, and they, basically, they started trying to fight me, basically. So I was like, you know what, cool, let's go. Yeah. So I went over to my bag, picked my bag up, say, come, let's go outside and fight. And if you want to do that, let's do it, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, I should have kept my cool in it, but if these things happen in it, the whole team's trying to get, like, you know them ones where, like, everyone on the other team, like, it's a massive, like, kind of thing going on. So I lost my head, these things happen, but, so I picked my bag up, say, come, let's go outside and, like, let's fight. And I started getting changed, come, let's go in it. And then the opposition coach, he calls the police and he says, I've got a knife. So the police turn up. This is the game, it finishes, like it was like 10 seconds left of the game or something. Mm. Game finishes, get changed, call outside, police outside. They say, we're going to have to detain you because we suspect you've got weapons on you.
Mm.
Obviously put me in cuffs, search me, obviously find nothing. But yeah, that's my experience of it. But like, he's using his power as a white man basically to... Why would I bring a knife to a futsal match?
You know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bit of a mad one, but
how old are you now then?
I'm 22 now. Like, that happened to me when I was 21. So it was big.
Yeah.
Wait, 22 actually? Yeah, it was like...
Oh, it's recent. This is recent.
This was like December? Last December?
A year ago. Okay.
Or maybe even January. It was probably December time.
It was recent then,
It wasn't even long ago. Like, yeah, it was... That was a mad situation because I've never been treated like that ever, like...
So I remember, the part I found the maddest for me was that you were like, I had cutlery on me and I had to dash it because I thought, like, I'll be in shit for that.
But the thing is, it was just a fork. But I was like, I know if they find that, they're going to use that as fuel to now go and charge me or something and say he was trying to do that. But, that's the maddest thing about it because I feel like, they would have, but... My teammates were kind of like, they didn't really understand the situation. Like, everyone thought it was just funny, but like for me, it was like raw. Like,
it's so when you get like rage debut or something like that, it's such you feel so isolated, man. Like, lonely and stuff like that. So you need the support from the people around you. You know what I'm saying? That's very important.
That's the
because I think for your one, I saw like Snapchat videos, and it was like other people in your like groups kind of filming it in it, like
laughing,
getting like lots of stuff.
Is that uni?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't really want to go on like record and talk about this too much because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, obviously we all know what uni we went to, but I'm just gonna say from my point of view with that, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say on it because I don't really want to get into it on record.
Sure.
But they did not support me really, and they kind of dismissed it and said, "Well, we feel like you were a little bit wrong, or do you really feel this was racism? Do you not think it was like a little bit? You know when they start questioning you?" I was like. And they were like, "Oh yeah, we can make a report if you want, but we do feel like."
Yeah.
And I was like, "You know what?"
To be fair,
I said to them, "You know what? Let's just leave it."
I think that's even more like Anton said. He felt like he was like, "Oh, I didn't think I was actually the victim after a certain point." But like, when they started questioning me, they made me think like,
"They made him feel like he was the offender." One.
Yeah.
That's how I felt at a point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They make you feel like.
Yeah.
And then there's question John Terry and it's that proper unconscious bias, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, what'd she say again?" The interviewer. When John Terry, let's not talk about the referee's performance.
Do you know why that actually was one of the worst things I saw about it, actually? Because she's taking the piss, man.
Yeah.
You're interviewing a football player that's involved in a racial abuse allegation.
Yeah.
And you're saying, when you're joking about, let's not talk about the referee's performance. I think the woman was just happy just to be interviewing John Terry. Chelsea football, Premier League, high profile football club. She probably kickstarted her career. You know who the ones is? She gets to interview someone else. So you're not hearing all this, you're just hearing, I'm speaking to John Terry.
They didn't even
you know what I mean?
Full recording, just a little snippet of it.
Yeah.
So it just,
and the thing is, to be fair, I feel like once you've busted that joke, like you've maybe set the tone in the interview, it's like,
you
don't want to, like, I'll figure out what kind of questions you want me to ask. And, like,
as soon as he heard, let's not talk about the referee's performance, I think that was an indication like, this is calm interview. He's not going to ask me any...
He got that instant...
Yeah, it's like if we were in an interview room and there was a black person in the interview, we'd be like,
Obviously,
still a bit professional, but you'd be like, you don't have to worry about... Like,
it's sad that we have to keep talking about these
topics. Because he even said, I thought it was sounded like two mates just having a chat. That's what it was like.
So you got the vibe of that, innit? Yeah.
Like two mates just having a little chat, bro. And it's just.
No, as you said, though, it's tiring talking about this every night, like, all the time. But it's one of them ones where people have to hear these stories.
You have to.
But do you know what's mad, though? Some people be thinking, why did it always go on? But the thing is, though, it keeps happening, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yesterday, well, why they booing then?
Yeah.
So you. It's still happening. It's still a situation that's going on.
And to be honest, but then, like, I suppose you could easily argue the people that actually want to learn or want to listen, like, if I don't want to hear it, I'm just not going to listen. Do you know what I mean? Like, the people that we talk about, the Millwall fans, probably don't even give a fuck. Like, they're not listening. They're like,
and another thing, in terms of, like, education and stuff like that, I heard, what's his name? Ian Wright. Was he? I think he was on TalkSport or something like that.
Yeah,
and,
that, yeah.
He got race abused back in 1995, I think. So I was, like, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
By a fan. And the fan contacted them saying, I was one of the people that racially abused you in that match 25 years ago. I'm here to say, sorry, I'm a changed man. I've learned so much from that. So it's like stuff, when you hear stuff about, like, you need to hear more stuff like that, man.
Yeah,
I respect
that. I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
He even wrote a letter.
Yeah.
If you come out and, like, say, you know what, I was wrong, innit?
Yeah.
I said these things, big you up for that because it's hard. That's I think that's one of the things.
I only think it works if you haven't been caught. If that makes sense, like, he didn't have to do it. Like,
yeah.
John Terry sent, like, an apology, it wasn't actually to Anton, but, like, you could tell he's been forced to do it. Like,
he needs to
now do this step. Like, if it's in that way, then it's not.
That went away so easily for Terry. Like, his career has not been affected by this.
He won the Champions League like 6 months after that. That incident.
Like, the thing is, for me, like, even that whole incident, kind of until last week when that documentary came out, it kind of got lost in my head.
Same.
I've always thought John Terry's a racist. Like, after that, I remember that thing came out, I always thought the racist. Like, every time I see him, like,
no, because the football world moves on. There's so
much. You know what I mean? You're still, like, you got a deep. At the time it happened, 2011, I was 13 years old. So it didn't seem. I knew it was bad, obviously, but I was like,
I didn't understand.
That was the next week I forgot
about. I don't remember like why it happened, like why I think it was racist. I was just like, every time someone was like, I swear he's racist, isn't it? Like, I'll say it. Like,
I hear what you're saying. But the way now, I just feel like the whole way, like, he's celebrated and the way, like, when he was at Villa and he's still at Villa now, and the way he's, like, celebrating, it's like, oh, he's going to bring Tyrone Mings in as that plays. Oh, he's going to bring him on as a player, even though he's a black player. Do you know what I mean? And there's no kind of conversation about, oh, but how does Tyrone Mings feel about being coached by him?
Tyrone Mings, of course.
He's either mixed or, I don't know, like, he's. But still, it's just
same
as Anton Ferdinand.
Do you know what? I didn't even think of that. Yeah, how does he.
But, like, it's kind of not. There was no other like, conversation about that at all. Like, I feel like Terry is celebrated as. I know, as we said, he was a great football player.
Yeah.
But
he's England's, like. Typical image, like, you know what I'm saying?
From like, East London,
you know what I'm saying? Like, proper, you know, old school, do you know what I'm saying? So, of course, he's going to be celebrated. There's no surprise there.
That's mad. Terry, Frank Lampard, all them, man, like, they're like the English heroes, innit? But I understand why, but it's just, it's not, when you're doing things like what Terry's done, it's not a good image, like, at all.
What's so sad is that the whole Anton racial situation, but he was trying to promote on Instagram and social media, stuff like that. Was getting monkey emojis, banana emojis. People were commenting. People were commenting. Oh, it was 9 years ago, man. Get over it, bro.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter someone. The things I don't even. I'm way on Instagram more than Twitter anyway. I've always been like, but on Twitter, even though I wouldn't know, I was thinking someone said something about, oh, look at him just trying to promote. Was he promoting him just for promote yourself or you know what more? Yeah. Say relevant or something because he retired now, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So like, I'm just thinking, Jesus.
That's the thing. That's why I'm going back to, like, how do you even educate people that just don't want to listen? Do you know what I'm saying? In this country as well, like, long term, I think, to be honest, the majority of people in this country, they don't want to know.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you actually, how do you even get past this? I don't think the booing in the stadium for Millwall fans will ever stop, or even, you're going to see it as fans come back in, more fans are going to boo.
It's not a football thing.
It's not going to stop, in my opinion.
So, either you don't know, or you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it don't affect you in any way, shape, or form. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? And it even transfers this mostly BOM stuff. It actually transfers AJ, Anthony Joshua, bro.
Yeah.
People, he's lost some of these fan base. I see it on Instagram. True. And some people are like, oh, they think that because you did, you're trying to say that, oh, black people should be superior.
Yeah.
If you're saying Black Lives Matter, that means you're trying to say they're meant to be your
What hurts AJ with that, because he got a leaked DM, I think, I'm not sure if it was 100% authentic, a couple of years back, talking about the black race is superior. So that gives ammunition to the racists.
Yeah.
Oh, you said this in the past, so... Do you know? Because they think no, AJ, or because you're pro-black. Just, if you're pro-black, doesn't mean you're anti-white. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just we want to be here. That's all.
They think like people that you know when people are all lives matter. Like they were like, oh, that should be what you're saying instead of black lives matter.
Do you know what some people understanding like, relevance? Of, some people like it's, some of them it's not. Some of them like are generally. They're a bit ignorant, but they're thinking of something that sounds logical in principle. Because that's how logical, like all lives matter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you actually understand the point, you will see why we're saying black lives matter.
Yeah.
That's,
and that's, and then some of them are not getting that. Some of them understood.
Like, oh, I get it.
And some, but amongst them, the majority don't want to hear it, though. That's the problem.
No, I actually got, like, I got a question. You know, I put a poll up or whatever, like we put some questions, like, see people get back. On the whole thing about people don't want to listen, education, that kind of thing. Someone asked, what do you lot think about, like, I guess racism, like racist experiences in school, college, uni, whatever, and how do you think, I guess, like, that can change, well, I guess, with education, people don't want to listen. Have you guys experienced anything at uni or school or college that you feel like could have been handled better by a teacher or anything like that, or a lecturer?
Ooh. You're the uni, you're the one who graduated uni, that's all.
I feel like uni was pretty calm, like. I feel like because you put yourself around certain people, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're putting classes, but...
Bro, classes. I'm going to lie to you. I think, and I can't remember off the top of my head, I think anything, though, in uni is worse. You've got to think about in uni where we are. When you go to school, basically everyone's not from the same area, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you go to uni, you're dealing with people from London, like myself.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people from, like, well, you're from Kent, and you're from Reading.
Yeah.
Reading.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people who are from Manchester, Newcastle, Southampton, all these different accents. People like probably don't even see black people like half the time, and sometimes, and it's like the first time that we have to interact with someone that's black is in a university.
Yeah.
At the age of 18 minimum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
true,
just a bit, and it's a bit mad. But I've heard some mad cases, man, of a few things. So.
But as Luke said though, like, it's who you surround yourself with. Because uni, you can surround yourself, whereas school, you're stuck in it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But that's why it's important when it comes to the education from the young age. Put in the classroom, talk about race. Don't just talk about, because it was spoken in primary school when we went, but the whole narrative was that, Martin Luther King, good, Malcolm X, bad.
Yeah.
Don't
teach. All I had was slave trade.
Or like Black history. What does Black history start from? Slave trade.
Slave trade. That's where it ends for me.
That's where it starts and where it ends.
That's very damaging as well. Like,
do you know what I'm saying? But it's like you need to go deep into that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the thing is, I'm not even going to go into this too much either because we're completely going like into something else right now. But like the way that they teach British history as well, like they teach slavery, but they teach it as if.
Like Britain were the ones that ended it.
Somehow saved us. Like, I don't get how that works, but like somehow when you watch like the things they put on for you or like the way they teach it in class, it's like, oh, this we saved them eventually. Yeah. I don't even know how they've managed to do this, but that's why.
I saw a video like yesterday and I was like, I'm not surprised saying like, oh, they failed to tell you that like, these people were like the ones that helped end slavery. I was like,
the British, I'm telling you, they're like Jedi masters, man. They just honestly, they just switch on you, man. They're the biggest like spin artists, man.
Honestly,
when you talk about this and you understand why there's so many like Millwall fans, they really, really believe the Black Lives Matter movement is political and Britain is this amazing place because that's what they're taught. That's what we're all taught. We're conditioned, or white people especially, conditioned to think that this country is amazing and we. Read the slaves and when it's really not like that. It's too late for them, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, they're finished.
Some of them are. Some of them are like.
I'm saying, get them young. You know, educate them while they're young.
Yeah.
These men are too old.
Look at the Millwall. You see what? Have you seen that that thing on the clip on YouTube with like the little kid? He's swearing at the camera saying you effing black
CNT
and his mum and he's like Millwall fuck them all fuck them all and I'm like that's all that's like
I didn't cut
I seen that, that's what I'm saying,
you're not born racist man you pick that up from your mum and when you say that, you don't know what that is what you're saying that young
I don't even blame him I look at that I'm thinking he doesn't even know what he's talking about
you're getting that from the mum from the dad.
To be honest, like speaking on like I guess racist experience, like, I think something that doesn't help. Like primary school for me, obviously growing up in Kent, like my name or my real name obviously is not Henry. Obviously, it's my real name is Nigerian name, which is Yaradua, right?
Okay.
So in school, teachers would kind of laugh at that. If you get what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Teachers.
Yeah, yeah, that, and then that would help the kids kind of feel. And then, do you get what I'm saying?
So that, to be fair, yeah, I agree.
That's, do you get what I'm saying? So like, that whole thing, like, it helps our whole kind of.
Yeah, because they see a teacher and they come, they get. Yeah, well, I told you, like, in secondary school, like, a teacher used to put a hand in my head, yeah. I was getting mad. So like, I was feeling his hair. I was thinking, oh, she's there, not doing it.
It's do you know what?
I don't even know what to say right now. I'm like, I don't know what to say in it. So I started thinking, I was like, if I curse this woman today, I'm getting kicked out of this class. So let me just say silence.
You're disrespectful. This.
Bro, she just came up behind me like this in the middle of my class. Went,
nah.
And I thought, do you know what? You're taking the piss, yeah? And I thought, let me
know. No.
You don't know what to do, man. You know
I started thinking, my hair. I was like, you need to stop touching my hair, innit? Like, leave me alone. It wasn't even long, yeah. It was like shorter than this.
That is bad, man. That is bad.
I felt a hand in my head.
Do you know what? Even at uni, we've all been cameo in uni, right?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
I got in the club and obviously I've had my hair out, and I got some random girl from my house. Like,
Jesus,
you be touching people's hair as well, fam. Huh? You be doing a madness. You just go about some girls like that on the head of my head, man.
Nah, that's not. I'm saying that I've got that, and I'm thinking. It's a cop. I've seen that thinking, what is it?
Man? I hate that with a passion, man. The especially with the hair thing. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're in a different species or something, like an alien. I don't get it, man.
I don't go to a random person and think,
you want to do. You want to do
that?
It's weird.
You know when you're like working in supermarkets, yeah? I don't know if you guys have. I remember like my first job, like, I smiled, yeah. I was laughing and this woman was like, oh, you've got really nice teeth. She didn't know how to say black teeth. I think she thought like saying, she was quite old, yeah. I think she was like, I have to say black's racist.
Yeah.
Oh, you exotic people got like nice teeth.
What? Exotic?
And I thought, do you know what? I was like, she's obviously paused and thought, like, how do I say this? Like, doesn't come across racist. I was like, I can't even be mad at you, but I was like, nah, that's just not the way you.
Yeah.
I was working in retail, yeah, and I caught someone stealing, yeah. And the security came up to me and was like, yeah, you lot got a good eye. Obviously saying that like, you lot as in like, black people, you lot got a good eye for like those kinds of people. You know about them, innit?
Yeah.
And then he realised what he said. He was like, no, mate.
It's not like that,
We all bleed red, you know what I mean? I don't care about
that. We all bleed red, innit? Them ones.
Do you know what?
Like, bro, what do you
know? Do you know what? I got this experience. And the thing is, though, I looked at it, I was thinking, why did I not? I did say something, but I wasn't like, I was at work, closely. I was working at security. I was working at some pub as a security, right?
Yeah.
And like there was this girl. Well, she works there as well, but she's one like the barmaid, so she's, you know, she's behind the counter
for
the drink. And I've been working there for a while. And at some point, I'm in the smoke. She's in the smoking. I don't smoke, but I was just out.
Yeah,
there, she's smoking. And then she was like, "Oh, do you have weed?" And I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "No, I don't do weed, innit?" And she was like, "You're black. Why are you lying? You don't do weed."
Yeah,
I was like, "What? I don't do weed."
Yeah.
I don't know weed. Why am I lying? What do you mean I'm black? I do weed.
Trust me, yeah. I've never been stopped by the police. Like,
really? Where you from? Redden, innit?
Yeah. But like, I know someone that was in like the police force.
Once.
And they got stopped by their police officer. Like, they'll come back from work. And they got stopped and like, he was like, "I'm not gonna report it." To be fair, he's like, "I'm just not gonna report it." Like, they stopped me. Like,
I've been stopped once.
But, like,
15.
He said it to his manager, manager reported it.
There was like a group of us. This was, you remember. We finished drama and he took us to thingy.
Oh, you told me, but I wasn't there. I knew.
It was like a big group of us in Norwood, and they mistaken us for a different gang or something. That was carrying a knife or nothing like that. That was like my first experience. I was like, whoa. I was like, I can't lie. I was actually kind of shook. I was like, fam, what are they going to do to
when you're that age?
And the other guy in the group was like, calm. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
calm.
Like,
do you know what I think? So I'm mad. I don't know if you saw it on the Anton fair thing. Like, it's something that like popped up for me. Because you know, he's like, I don't know if your parents have said it, but it's like, oh, if you ever get stopped by the police, like, turn out your own pocket.
Yeah.
I thought it's mad that, like, I don't know if every black person, but, like, I got taught that same thing. My mum was like, if you ever get stopped, make sure you do it yourself. Like,
don't
ever let them. I thought that's mad, like, the fact that black parents already have to train their kids.
Yeah.
Like, they know as soon as the kids are born, like, they need to start training them to be like,
fuck.
The only one I had was when I was like, I think I was 15, I got the police car. I was like, it was me and a group of, like, white friends as well, but and just me, I was the only black person in that group. But the police came past us on the road and they did a U-turn. I was like, then I had a bag on. They were like, "Yeah, we're gonna have to search you." But the thing is, at the time of the thing, I was like, I thought this was like, oh, they're just doing their job, innit? Because I was just, you know, when you're 15, you're dumb, innit? And but the thing is, now I look back and I was like, rah, like they only searched me.
That's my DC.
About five people, and I was like, that's the first time it happened to me. I got searched, innit? But I was like, I didn't deep it at the time, but the years went on, and I was like, rah, like they really pulled up and said, "We're gonna have to search you." Like, just you, innit? Do you get what I'm saying?
It's common, it's common.
Do you know what? Like you, I will say, I've never been stopped by the police. I've been, like, for some reason, just, I've walked past police and they just keep moving.
Yeah.
The first time it happened, and not many people know about this, was actually in Bournemouth. Yeah. And it was actually on police. Yeah, man. And it's not because it's me and two other black guys in the car.
Yeah.
This BMW car, and also had this white friend.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, something happened apparently in the area that. So it's in year two of uni, right? And we had to film for this coaching module. The night before, we were filming in the park.
Yeah.
It was on that presentation was on video. And the night before, apparently, was an attempted murder in that park by two Liverpoolians. But they were based in the Bournemouth area.
Yeah.
So, but the police stopped the car. Obviously, my face is blurred out of the newspapers. Right? And they were like, the reason why you got stopped because actually it's your white friend, because apparently he looked like one of the suspects that wanted to do the murder. I was like, hold on a minute. This doesn't even make sense. Surely the cars, you got registration numbers and all that
kind of stuff. From like Liverpool and stuff.
They're from Liverpool and obviously they're based in Bournemouth doing their madness, and obviously apparently tried to kill someone in the park the night before or something like that. That's what we heard. And the reason why they stopped all of us because of him. They thought that he was one of the criminals.
Yeah.
Not none of us. But they're thinking, no one's there. I don't know if you know the ones where they say, it's not for you, it's because of your white friend, but dress happens just to be black or kind of color.
They were armed. It's motivated though by the fact that you were black, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like that's why it was, to be honest. It's motivated, they might say it's the white friend, innit, but I feel like it's motivated, they stopped the car or whatever it was.
Yeah,
that, like, it's, but the thing is, like, you can't, like, on that, like, it becomes a case of, like, you start to go mad because you're like, is it because I'm black or is it because I'm just unlucky in the wrong place?
You know what I mean?
It becomes like one of them ones where, like, if someone says something to you and you're like, oh, right, is that racist? But you don't even know at this point because it's like, so many things happen to you in your life, it's a bit mad that you can't really tell the difference between if someone's just joking or
anything. I was going to say this. So I did, like, my dissertation on, like, racism in, like, sport. Especially online, like Twitter. I did that. I touched on that. It's like the subtle reason because you can't even say 100% sure.
Yeah.
If it's that's why it's the worst, because you can't even say if it is categorically racism or it's like something else.
Yeah.
So for example, you go into a shop and like I got a reference for Steve, you know about the reference in the union
art. Yeah.
And they give this case of someone like goes to. You get bad customer service, maybe for someone that's white at the counter. Is it because they see you're black or because they just, or there's lack of customer, training?
Yeah.
It's not really with it, that kind of sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can never say for 100% sure.
Yeah.
You got all these things, so that can clear in your mind. You will never know for 100% sure. You can't exactly outright accuse them or something that
is not
necessarily provable.
But sometimes
you can know it's actually, you can just.
You can know. I think proving it's the hardest part. Like, if I haven't actually done something physically to you, when a security guard follows you around, you'll be like,
They can just make an excuse and say, you look like someone we know. Yeah. Like, my boy got, he'd never even been to this club before. Like, obviously, I had, but, and they were like, you're not coming in, we know who you are. Like, and he showed the ideas, like, you've never seen me in your life. And they're like, you're not coming in, but it's like, it's ridiculous, that kind of thing. Like.
Did you get it in you? Did you get it in you?
No.
No.
He didn't get it. Like, it just doesn't make sense, but they have this in their head, like, I don't know, like, they think they know, innit, and they don't want to be wrong now, that it comes down to pride again, with all these things. You can just never tell, innit, but it's, you can go on about this all day, but it's what it is, innit?
Go on about for hours, man. Be able till next week, innit? Man. It is what it is, man.
But yeah, the On Record podcast, joined by Spoken Word this week.
Hopefully, man, one of many, innit? One of many. Honoured to be on, man. I appreciate it, guys, man.
Cheers for coming, innit?
Yeah, no, we appreciate it, man.